So when the men left, when these men left, they left after maybe half an hour. They left, and I went and bought me another soda water. And I had about 50 cents. And I went back, and they said the record was Donna. They said it was Donna. And I went up to the record, the jukebox. We call it the jukebox. And I went up to the jukebox, and I found Donna by Miles Davis. And I played it four times. I played it four times. Played with a nickel, 20 cents. That was a lot of money for me. You know, I played four times. And I would go back and I would listen to it. And I drank my soda. And when I left there, I was totally, that's the only way I can put it, because I remember it like it was yesterday. I was totally fascinated by this music. And I wanted to know everything about Miles Davis, like kids do, like my son. I have a son who's 20. When he heard Tupac, he wanted to know everything. He wanted to know everything about Tupac. When he heard Biggie, he wanted to know everything about Biggie. Everything, you know. So I was the same way. I wanted to know everything about Miles Davis. I read every magazine. I went and read every magazine. I started talking to all the old people I knew, all the old men I knew. I asked them about him. And since he was from St. Louis, I asked the older guys, had they ever seen, watched him play? Had they ever heard him play? And I was a nuisance. You know, I was bothering everybody about him, you know, about this man. And so then I heard that he was coming to St. Louis to play. He was living in New York now. And I heard he was coming to St. Louis to play at Peacock Alley. Peacock Alley was the premier jazz club in St. Louis. So I got with my cousins, my older cousin, and it's in this book. This whole scene is recreated in this book. I got my cousins, and we all went to Peacock Alley. I dressed up my draft card so I could be older. You weren't supposed to get in the club unless you were 21. And I was 16, you know, I was 16. So I took my draft card and changed the date so it would say I was 21 so I could get in the club. And I go to the club, I put on my best suit, my best hat, dark glasses, nice shoes. And I had a certain walk with my older cousins and we went to the club. And the man said when I got to the door, he looked at me, and everybody called me Little Troop because my father was Big Quincy. He said, Little Troop, you're not 21 years old. I said, yeah, I'm 21, I'm 21, I'm 21. He said, you're not 21, you're not 21. So my cousin said, oh, let him in, let him in. He just wants to see Miles Davis, he wants to see Miles Davis. So I remember this man, he looked at me and said, if I see you drinking, I will beat you, and then I will throw you out. I said, no, 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 I'm not going to drink. So he let me in, and I went in, and I heard Miles Davis. And I'll stop. I have one little story to tell you about that, and then I'll go on.